I moved with my brother to University of Maryland, and when I moved there, he forced me to kind of play football. I was always a basketball player, so when I moved with him, that's when I decided to play football.
You were living with your brother?
Yes.
Why was that?
It's just a better opportunity in Maryland than being in Rochester, New York.
You played for a pro coach and a pro system. How has that made this transition easier for you going into the NFL?
You know, Coach Groh runs a pretty tight program. You know, it comes from a pro background, and that helped me out, significantly, with this whole process, and that made me a tough player, a tough guy. He builds a program that helps you have good character.
Did you keep playing basketball?
In high school, yes, I did. I finished out.
When did you start to realize that your future was in football?
When I signed a scholarship to go to the University of Virginia.
Brandon, Parcells and Groh are very close. Have you talked to the Dolphins yet? And has Al Groh talked to you about maybe Parcells?
I haven't talked to anybody yet. This is the first time I had any encounters with any teams since I've been down here. So, I don't know any situations like that. And I haven't talked to Coach Groh lately anyway. So.
Who's your agent?
Ty France.
What did you learn from playing Berkshire?
What did I learn? I mainly learned off the field stuff, from him. He was a good character guy off the field. And on the field, he was just a player that, he's not a trash talker or nothing like that. He just gets the job done and does what he has to do.
The strengths of your game and what you're working on this offseason?
I think the main strength of my game is my athleticism, my pulling, pass blocking. One thing I do have to work on is my pad level on my down blocking, inline blocking. That's one thing I'm going to have to concentrate on in the offseason.
What's your brother's name?
Ashley Sims.
What is it
because I've been playing that for the last 3 years, in my career. That's something I know very well. Like I said, I am a guard, but I am comfortable playing left tackle.
Brandon, what do you think sets Chris Long apart?
I think his work ethic. He's a very hard worker, very intense person. Person that has good character, and he just, sets himself apart from many people.
How about going against him in practice? What's that like?
I haven't went against Chris since last year. After a while, me and him, there was no point for me and him to go against each other. I think we beat upon each other a lot, so we stopped after a while.
You call it a draw?
I call it a draw.
Did you have another year
about him?
Yes, I did.
Why did you decide to come out now?
I just felt like it was the best situation for me this year. I just looked at the situation in the draft class in the guards and whatnot, and I just felt like, I could make a strong competitive effort by, coming out.
Do you think another year might have moved you up in the draft? might have enhanced your value so you would have gone higher?
I actually don't know. Maybe yes and maybe no. So we'll see. I didn't use the committee.
Where have you been working?
In Atlanta. Tony Villani, XP.
Did Brickshaw advise you at all?
No.
What are you doing between now and drafting after
your son? Just going back to school, just working out, getting ready for the personal workouts, teams. Hopefully teams, have some prior workouts from me. And just seeing where they see me at right now, if I need to gain any weight, get any stronger, get any faster if possible, and just keep working hard.
What do you think about this process? It's almost like you're cattle and they're prodding you and they're testing you and they're
Well, since I've been here, I just embraced it. It's an opportunity a lot of people don't get. I'm very thankful for this. So I look at it as, something like a lot of people don't go through. So I'm just happy to be here, and I'm thankful for it, getting invited here. Not yet.
What should we know about Chris?
I think y'all know about Chris Long. He's a hell of a player, he's going to go top five, hopefully.
What makes him?
I think, first of all, that he has the attitude, that never die attitude. He always plays hard, plays through the whistle, and I think he has the attitude like nobody could block me, except for me. So.
What advice do you give somebody trying to block?
Just bring your hard hat to construction day, because it's going to be a long day.
What are you most looking forward to during this whole process as far as showing the scouts what you
I think I'm just more looking forward to just meeting with the teams, just showing them what type of guy I am, character I have. I think my athletic ability shows on film what I can do. So now I just want the teams to get to know me as a person, so they know what type of guy they're drafting or picking up, whatnot.
Brandon, is there any particular drill that you're going to be tested on this week? Do you think you're going to do particularly well? Might elevate yourself in the last scout times?
I believe most of the agility and all the position work, I'm gonna probably put myself up there as one of the best. That's one thing I throw at myself on is my athletic ability. What? Repeat the question. If it was a tackle, I probably might say like a Flozier Adams type guy like that. Walter Jones. I compare myself to Walter Jones. Dallas Cowboys. The British Shaw Ferguson, Brad Butler. There's a couple other people out there. I actually grew up in Rochester, New York. I moved to Maryland my junior year of high school. Not too many people that I know from Maryland is in the NFL right now. So.
What led to that move?
That's the only school.
The move in high school.
To move to Maryland?
Yeah.
My brother felt like it was a better opportunity for me in Maryland than in Rochester, New York.
If you had to move, do you think you'd be staying
there? No, to be honest with you, no.
Why is that?
Just a smaller place, not a lot of opportunities, not a lot of people come to Rochester looking for talent. And Maryland's a bigger place and a lot more things going on.
Last question.
How do you feel about my athlete?
Hopefully I just hold my own. Those guys up there in the NFL are pretty gifted guys that's been in the league for a long time. You're trying to gain respect from the guys when you play them, and just hopefully they respect you as a rookie.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.